Hello, and welcome back to your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most fundamental and frequently examined topics in the entire course, business ownership. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, I can promise you this. Understanding the different types of business ownership and being able to apply that knowledge to a given context is absolutely essential for picking up marks in the exam. This topic comes up again and again, so let's make sure you've got it completely nailed. In today's episode, we're going to cover the four main types of business ownership: sole traders, partnerships, private limited companies, and public limited companies. We'll explore what makes each one different, dig into the really important concept of limited liability, and then I'll walk you through some killer exam technique tips so you know exactly how to answer the questions examiners set. We'll finish with a quick fire recall quiz to test yourself. Ready? Let's go. Let's start with the simplest form of business ownership, the sole trader. A sole trader is a business owned and run by just one person. Think of your local hairdresser, a freelance graphic designer, or a self-employed plumber. The owner makes all the decisions, keeps all the profits, and, this is the really important bit, has unlimited liability. That means if the business runs into debt, the owner is personally responsible. Their personal savings, their car, even their house could be used to pay off business debts. That's a huge risk, and examiners love to test whether you understand the implications of this. The advantages of being a sole trader are that it's quick and cheap to set up, the owner has complete control, and all profits belong to them. The disadvantages are that unlimited liability puts personal assets at risk, there's no one to share the workload with, and it can be hard to raise large amounts of finance. Now let's move on to partnerships. A partnership is where two or more people own and run a business together. A classic example would be a firm of solicitors or accountants. Partners share the responsibilities, the workload, and the profits, usually according to a partnership agreement. Crucially, like sole traders, most partnerships have unlimited liability. This means each partner is personally responsible for the debts of the business, even debts run up by the other partners. That's called joint and several liability, and it's a key reason why trust between partners is so important. The advantages of a partnership include shared decision-making, more capital to invest, and a wider range of skills. The disadvantages include the risk of disagreements between partners, and of course, that unlimited liability. Now, here's where things get really interesting, and where a lot of exam marks are won and lost. Let's talk about limited companies. A private limited company, or LTD, is a business that has been incorporated, which means it's a separate legal entity from its owners. The owners are called shareholders, and the people who run the business day-to-day are called directors. Though in small companies, these are often the same people. The key benefit is limited liability. Shareholders can only lose the amount they invested in the company. Their personal assets are protected. This is a massive advantage over sole traders and partnerships. To set up a limited company, you need to register with Companies House and produce two key documents, the Memorandum of Association and the Articles of Association. Shares in a private limited company can only be sold privately. You can't just buy them on the stock market. This means the owners retain control over who can invest in the business. The advantages of a limited company include limited liability, the ability to raise finance by selling shares, and greater credibility with banks and suppliers. The disadvantages include more complex administration, accounts must be filed publicly at Companies House, and the process of selling shares is more restricted. Finally, let's look at public limited companies, or PLCs. A PLC is similar to a limited company, but with one crucial difference. Its shares can be bought and sold by the general public on the stock market. Think of companies like Tesco, Marks & Spencer, or BP. These are all PLCs. To become a PLC, a company must have a minimum share capital of £50,000 and go through a process called flotation, where shares are offered to the public for the first time. This is called an initial public offering, or IPO. The major advantage of a PLC is the ability to raise very large amounts of capital by selling shares to millions of investors. This makes PLCs ideal for large businesses that need significant funding for expansion. The disadvantages include the risk of a hostile takeover, where someone buys enough shares to take control of the company, and the fact that detailed financial information must be published, which competitors can access. So to summarize the four types, sole trader, one owner, unlimited liability, simple to set up, partnership, two or more owners, unlimited liability, shared skills, and capital. Private limited company, incorporated limited liability, shares sold privately. Public limited company, incorporated limited liability, shares sold on the stock market. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where so many students drop marks unnecessarily. The number one mistake I see is candidates describing a type of business ownership without linking it to the context given in the question. Examiners will almost always give you a scenario, a specific business, a specific situation, and they want you to apply your knowledge to that context. So don't just say, a sole trader has unlimited liability. Say, because Priya is a sole trader, she has unlimited liability, which means that if her bakery business fails, she could lose her personal savings and even her home to pay off the debts. The second big mistake is confusing limited liability with limited companies. Limited liability is a concept. It means your personal assets are protected. A limited company is a type of business structure. You can have limited liability only if you set up a limited company. Sole traders and partnerships do not have limited liability. Examiners specifically look for this distinction, and candidates who muddle it up lose marks every single time. Third, when a question asks you to justify or recommend a type of ownership, you must give a reason that is linked to the specific business in the question. Generic answers like, it's better because of limited liability will only get you so far. You need to say why limited liability matters for that particular business owner given their circumstances. Watch out for command words. State means give a brief answer, one or two words or a sentence. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Justify means give a reason and say why it's the best option. Evaluate means weigh up the advantages and disadvantages and reach a conclusion. Make sure you're doing what the command word is asking. One more tip. For questions worth 4 marks or more, always try to use the Peel structure. Point, make your point, evidence, back it up with knowledge, explanation, explain the impact or significance, link back to the question. This structure keeps your answer focused and analytical, which is exactly what examiners reward. Okay, time for the quick fire quiz. Try to answer each question before I give you the answer. Question 1. What does unlimited liability mean? Answer, the owner is personally responsible for all business debts and their personal assets can be used to pay them. Question 2, what is the key difference between a limited and a PLC? Answer, a PLC can sell shares to the general public on the stock market. A LTD company cannot. Question 3, name 2 advantages of forming a private limited company compared to being a sole trader. Answer, limited liability protects personal assets and the business can raise finance by selling shares to private investors. Question 4. What 2 documents must be produced when incorporating a limited company? Answer. The Memorandum of Association and the Articles of Association. Question 5. What is an IPO? Answer. An initial public offering. When a company first offers its shares to the public, usually to become a PLC. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread the relevant section of your notes. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 4 main types of business ownership: sole traders, partnerships, private limited companies, and public limited companies. The most important concept to nail is limited liability. Understanding which business types have it, what it means in practice, and why it matters to business owners. Remember, in the exam, always apply your knowledge to the context given. Use Peel for developed answers. And never confuse limited liability with limited companies. To help you remember the 4 ownership types, use the mnemonic SPLP, sole trader, partnership, limited, PLC. And for liability, remember, sole and partners share the pain, meaning sole traders and partners both have unlimited liability and share the pain of personal risk. That's it for today's episode. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.